After a few minutes, he stopped the car and lit a cigarette. "It's all right. Don't look so agonized," he said. "I feel now as if I'd always known it."
"But Simon, they hate each other."
"Looks like it, doesn't it?" said Simon grimly. We drove on until we found a different road to go back by, to avoid repassing the inn. Simon didn't talk much, but he did tell me that he had known Neil was attracted by Rose in the beginning. Then he decided she was affected and mercenary, at least that's what he said. I kidded myself he was piqued because she preferred me, just as I kidded myself she really cared for me. That is, I did at first. For weeks now I've had my doubts, but I hoped things would come right after we were married. God knows I never had the remotest idea she was in love with Neil, or Neil with her. They might have told me honestly. This isn't like Neil. I shouldn't have thought it was like Rose, I said miserably. We went home through the full brightness of the morning. Long before we got back to the castle, with all my heart, and for my own heart's ease as well as his, I would have given her back to him if I could. Now it's October. I am up on the mound. I had a letter from Rose this morning. She and Neil have driven across America and are now at the ranch in California. I wish I didn't still feel so angry with her. It is wrong of me when I have officially forgiven her, and she and Neil didn't really run away without explaining to Simon. Neil wrote the explanation and left it with Rose's note on the hall table, but it got under the letters that came by the afternoon post. I only saw her once alone before she went to America. It was on the awful day when we all went to the flat and everything was patched up. After that, we all had a hollow champagne lunch. Stephen came in a very well-cut suit, looking quite staggeringly handsome. When Rose shook hands with him, she said, "I'll thank you as long as I live." I didn't know what she meant until I was alone with her afterwards, helping her to pack. Then she told me that Stephen had gone to Neil's hotel and told him plainly that she wasn't in love with Simon. After talking to Stephen, he went to the flat and asked her straight out.
"And do you know what it was like?" she said. "Can you remember me coming home after I had scarlet fever, how we hugged and hugged each other without saying a word? It was like that, only a million times more so. I'd have married him if he hadn't a penny, and I would weeks ago if only he'd given me the chance. You see, I didn't know that he cared for me."
"But Rose, how did Stephen know he did?" I asked.
"Well, he had a little clue that Neil was, well, interested in me," she said, then went off into one of her nicest giggles. "Do you remember that night they mistook me for a bear when I slapped Neil's face? After he carried me across the railway line to the field behind the station, he set me down and said, 'This is for slapping me.' And then he kissed me, quite a lot of times, and it was wonderful, and Stephen saw. But I thought he needed punishing for the things you heard him say about me in the lane, and for daring to kiss me like that, even though I'd liked it. Besides, he wasn't the rich one. Though, truly, Cassandra, I don't believe I'd have let that stand in the way if he'd ever shown he really cared for me. But he never did. He wasn't ever nice to me again, always rude and horrid, because he thought I was chasing Simon, which I certainly was, and when Simon kissed me, that was a bit wonderful too. You can't really judge by kisses, so I got mixed, but not for long." Oh, so many things came back to me. I could see how she had tried to work herself up into hating Neil. Her dislike for him had always seemed exaggerated. And, of course, so much of Neil's anger on the night of the engagement had been due to jealousy. "And, darling," Rose went on, "it's really you I have to thank for everything, because I'm sure Stephen only went to Neil on your account. He told Neil you were the right one for Simon. I suppose he guessed you were in love and was trying to help you. And of course, everything will come right now. Just as soon as Simon's got over me a bit, you'll be able to get him.